This is KUT. State government has been slow to respond to a rise in opioid deaths in Texas, but with an ongoing epidemic in Texas, university students took things into their own hands, so last week they convinced the UT system to change its own medical amnesty policy. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
When Xavier Rutnovsky ran for UT Austin student body president a year ago, it was supposed to be a joke. He says he really wasn't supposed to win.
The point was to always just be silly. So in our original platform, we included platform points such as bringing the Chili's to campus. In order to increase transparency within student government, we would mandate everyone within student government to wear wear cellophane. We released a political self-attack ad.
Rutnovsky Mandalapu. Can they even take themselves seriously?
But the joke was on them. Rutnovsky and his running mate did win, and he says they figured they'd get some good out of it.
We decided that we would basically take the job seriously, so in that period, we formulated a platform with the help of many people.
One of those people was Stephanie Hamborski with the UT chapter of Students for Sensible Drug Policy. Among other things, Hamborski's group was pushing a medical amnesty policy for drug overdoses. These laws encourage people to call 911 when someone is overdosing on drugs because they won't get into legal trouble when the cops arrive. Hamborski argues this is needed on UT's campus.
Students are in a very specific position. We're under a lot of stress and pressure. We're also away from home for the first time. We're doing a lot of experimentation. And so I think that it's important for us to be honest about the fact that a lot of students are experimenting with drug use for the first time.
Hamborski argues amnesty ensures overdoses stay a public health issue and not a legal issue. So students at UT Austin, including Rutnovsky and Hamborski, got to work in getting the UT system to change its rules. They asked UT to expand a standing amnesty policy that had only applied to alcohol-related medical emergencies. Rutnovsky says it took time to get everyone in the same room to talk about this, but UT administrators were receptive.
It was really fortunate. We were really fortunate that by a few weeks ago, we got an email from legal saying that they were ready to meet with UT Systems General Counsel, and we did that, and everyone was so supportive.
Just a few days shy of Rotnovsky's last day as student body president, the UT system updated its policy. Now all 14 institutions within the UT system will be able to expand medical amnesty to drug overdoses on their campuses. Hamborski says it's a big relief.
I'm super excited. I'm thrilled. I don't think it's a shock, though. I think I was optimistic about it. I really believed in the UT community's ability to rally around this issue.
There's a hitch, though. This policy only protects against charges from the university. This means a student who calls 911 if their friend is ODing on an opiate won't get kicked out of their dorm or lose their financial aid. But it doesn't stop city and state law enforcement from pressing charges if they want to. That's because last year, Texas Governor Greg Abbott vetoed a bill that would have put a statewide medical amnesty law in place. The bill was part of the legislature's effort to respond to a rise in opioid deaths from prescription pain medication and heroin. Another bill, which was signed into law, increases access to a drug called naloxone. When administered, naloxone stops a person from ODing on opiates. Hamborski says her group is trying to get that in wide circulation on campus.
So what we're trying to figure out right now is how to get a standing order from a pharmacy nearby so that we can get regular supply of naloxone easily accessible.
Even though the law was passed, state government is dragging its feet on implementing it. The state was supposed to increase access by writing one of those standing orders for the entire state. That way, anyone can fill a prescription whenever they want. But a spokesperson for the state health department says officials are looking into it. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.